so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile.
Oh yeah, that is Sleep at the Wheel with Boogie Back to Texas. And that's what we do every week right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM KBSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Having a blast putting these shows together for you and for me, and I appreciate your tuning in tonight. Tonight we're going to start a series of shows about meals and food and various dishes that make them up and the beverages that accompany them. So put on your drool cup as well as your imagination. As is often the case, the title of the song has a metaphoric, ironic, or often double meaning. That's part of the fun and the genius of songwriting and poets and novelists everywhere. So tonight we highlight breaking of the fast of a night's sleep, and among many of us, need a shot of caffeine. So we're going to lead off with Rodney Crowell and Emmylou Harris, followed by a sad story from Guy Clark. Here's Rodney and Emmylou expressing their strong desire for coffee.
I like it black, just black as night. It keeps me up, it keeps me tight. It don't matter the size of the cup, just as long as you fill it up with
black caffeine. Keeps me lean.
You can hear me scream.
Give me black caffeine. Now I've got a monkey my back, and wouldn't you know, he likes it black. Don't need no cream, no nicotine, all that monkey need is black caffeine.
More black caffeine,
it keeps him lean.
You can hear him scream.
Can you hear me?
He washed all the road dirt from his face and from his neck. Sat down at her table and she picked up his check. And she took him home for reasons that she did not understand. Well, him, he had the answers, but he did not show his hand. 'Cause him, he knew the taste of this wine very well. It all goes down so easy, but the next day is hell. Morning, man, was I drunk? She whispered in the shower while he lay there and smoked his way there through the final hour. She felt wholly empty, like she'd felt it every time, and he was feeling just the same, except he's trying to make it rhyme. Of the essence, so they both did the best to meet up in the kitchen, feeling fully dressed. She just had to go to work, and he just had to go, and she knew where, and he knew how to blow it off, and so they shot the breeze quite cavalier to the boiling of the pot, and sang the instant coffee blues, never fired a shot. And him, he hit the driveway with his feelings in a case, and her, she hit the stoplight and touched up her face. So you tell him the difference between caring and not, that it's all done with mirrors, lest they forgot. I said it's all done with mirrors, of which they have none, to blend the instant coffee blues into the morning sun.
The late, great Guy Clark, the sad song of the instant coffee blues from his old number one album released in 1975. You also heard superb pedal steel from Hal Rugg and sweet harmonies from Sammy Smith. That was Guy's debut album and ranked by AllMusic as being the best of the year, unequaled for its depth of its vision and the largeness of its artistic and empathetic heart. And I couldn't say that any better, and I think that goes for all his music, not just that album. Before Guy, we heard a pair of fine voices in songwriting with Rodney Crowell and Emmylou Harris and Black Calf Fiend from their Grammy Award-winning album Old Yellow Moon, released in 2013. And you heard the outstanding rhythm section of Marco Giovino on drums and Dave Hungate on bass, with Bill Payne on the keys and Stuart Smith on that perfect slide. Rodney's from Houston, and he performed there pretty early in his career, just quite a bit. And then he went to Nashville, where he met and hung out with the aforementioned Guy Clark, and really learned the craft of songwriting, he said. Famously, Emmylou had recorded one of Rodney's songs. She asked to meet him, and he sat in with her at a gig at the Armadillo World headquarters in Austin, and they spent the next 3 years in her band, cementing a creative relationship that has lasted to this day. And I think this album exemplifies that. Old Yellow Moon. You listen to songs about breakfast and various parts of it here on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. We heard a couple songs about caffeine to wake us up, and now we just might consider the kind of breakfast that we want. We're going to lead off with a Mediterranean breakfast, and then the sad story of a breakfast in hell. You have something to look forward to. Here is Sue Foley on both the nylon string and electric guitars, and Mediterranean Breakfast on The Voice of Vashon.
melting snows of Ontario where the wind will make you shiver. 'Twas the month of May up in Georgian Bay near the mouth of the Musquash River, where the bears prowl and the coyotes howl and you can hear the osprey scream. Back in 99 we were cutting pine and sending it down the stream. Young Sandy Gray came to Go Home Bay all the way from PEI, where the weather's rough and it makes it tough, no man's afraid to die. Sandy came a-smiling, 30,000 islands was the place to claim his glory. Now Sandy's gone, but his name lives on, this is Sandy's story. Young Sandy Gray lives on today in the echoes of a mighty owl. Listen close and you'll hear a ghost in this story that I tell, boys, this story that I tell. Sandy Gray was boss of the men who'd toss the trees onto the shore. They'd come and go till they built a floe 100,000 logs or more. And he'd ride them down towards Severn Sound to cut them up in the mills for timber. And the ships would haul spring, summer, and fall till the ice came in December. One Sabbath day, Big Sandy Gray came into camp with a peavey on his shoulder. With a thunder crack, he dropped his axe and the room got a little bit colder. Said, come on all you, we got work to do. We gotta give her all we can give her. There's a jam of logs at the little jog near the mouth of the Musquash River. With no time to pray on the Lord's Day, for God's forgiveness. But the jam was high in a troubled sky and they set out about their business. They poked with their poles and ran with the rolls and tried to stay on their feet. Every trick they tried, one man cried, this log jam's got us beat. But Sandy Gray was not afraid and he let out a mighty yell. I'll be damned, break this jam or it's breakfast in hell, boys, breakfast in hell. To the top. He's working like a dog, even 30-foot logs, and it looked like he'd never stop. And he struggled on, these men so strong, till the jam began to sway. And they dove for cover to the banks of the river, all except for Sandy Gray. Now with thoughts of death, they held their breath as they saw their friend go down. They all knew in a second or two he'd be crushed or frozen or drowned. Yeah, they saw him fall, they heard him call just once, then it was over. Young Sandy Gray gave his life that day through the mouth of the Musquash River. But Sandy Gray was not afraid and he let out a mighty yell. I'll be damned, we'll break this jam or it's breakfast in hell, boys, breakfast in hell. East of Giant's Tomb, there's plenty of room, there's no fences and no walls. And if you listen close, you'll hear a ghost down by Sandy Gray Falls. Through the tops of the trees, you'll hear in the breeze the echoes of a mighty owl. be damned, we'll break this jam, or it's breakfast in hell. And Sandy Gray lives on a day in the echoes of a mighty owl. I'll be damned, we'll break this jam, or it's breakfast in hell, boys. Breakfast in hell.
Slade Cleaves, another great songwriter in the mold of Guy Clark and Rodney Crowell, and the song Breakfast in Hell that has appeared on his Broke Down album that was released in 2000, as well as his live album Sorrow and Smoke, released in 2011. As I said in the past, Slade's from Maine, and this tale obviously reflects the tales and the imagery of the logging in that place. He's lived in and around Austin for about three decades now, and as his album Together Through the Dark, released in 2023, he continues to write great songs. Before Slade, we heard Sue Foley, born in Canada, but a resident of Austin for a couple decades, since she was 21 and recruited by Clifford Antone to come to Austin to record on his label, and she did that for her first four albums. The song was Mediterranean Breakfast from her Love Coming Down album, released in 2000 and a Juno Award winner. You also heard Brian Owings on drums, Terry Wilkins on string bass, Richard Bell on organ, and Michel Puel on percussion. As I've noted before, Sue has won 17 Maple Blues Awards from Canada, a few from France, two coveted Coco Taylor Awards, along with that Juno Award. Pretty impressive guitar player, guitars of all kinds, as she demonstrated on that, with both the nylon string flamingo and the electric. You're listening to songs about breakfast right here on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. We're at 101.9 FM KBSH LP, and we're streaming on thevoiceofvashon.org. Thanks for listening tonight.
Support provided by Hawthorne Stereo, sellers of exceptional hi-fi since 1946. Hawthorne specializes in new and used stereo music systems, from vintage turntables to high-end digital streaming and beyond. You can find them on the web at hawthornestereo.com.
VOV underwriting support is provided by Puget Sound Energy, offering tips and resources to save energy, save money, and stay comfortable during every season at pse.com/lower.
Well, thanks to our underwriters, and thanks to everybody who supports The Voice of Vashon. Keeps us on the air, and we really like that a lot. At the top of the show, I said it's helpful to open your imagination when listening to songs, as their titles may or may not be true indicators of what's going on, especially when you have songs that are dream-based or silly. Let's get down to some of the key ingredients for breakfast and lead off the set with a group called Poi Dog Pondering and their song Postcard from a Dream, Toast and Jelly.
Lua, linger please, Lua. nothing at all. Just hold your own rope.
From our sponsor, Mind Your Own Biscuit Mix. Whether it's breakfast time or dinner time, it's always better to mind your own.
That was Casey Busgraves, born in Golden, Texas, with some advice in the song Biscuits, 2017 album of the same name. Casey was part of a country duo called Texas Two Bits when she was a kid, and she and her friend toured Texas, and they released an independent album, and as a result, they got an invitation to W's Black Tie and Boots inaugural as a teen. Her album, Same Trailer, Different Park. I love that title, was a breakout album for her, and she was nominated for 4 Country Music Awards and 4 Grammys in 2012, same year as Same Trailer, Different Park came out. Her next breakout album was Golden Hour, that you've heard many cuts from on this show. She's got a great sense of humor along with her talent, a little bit silly, and not bad advice. Before Casey, we heard Poi Dog Pondering out of Austin and Postcard from a Dream, Toast and Jelly, from their self-titled major label debut album released in 1989. Frank Orrell started the band in Hawaii, and they toured and ended up in Austin, where Terry and I had heard of them a lot, but we never had a chance to see them live. They had a really interesting mix of genres, including electronic music, and later on, they began to incorporate orchestral arrangements and some more elements of electronic and soul and R&B into their acoustic rock, and they moved to Chicago, where they have become a favorite there. They were Chicago's favorite band in, I think, 2017. Listen to Boogie Back to Texas on streaming on thevoiceofvashon.org live here at 101.9 FM. Tonight, we're hearing some songs about breakfast in this first of a series of shows focused on meals and their ingredients. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in tonight and joining me in drooling over some of these things. You are probably wondering when we're going to get to bacon and eggs part of the show, because that's a standard for many people in their breakfast. And here you go. We're going to lead off with a song of Lyle Lovett's from his 2022 album, The 12th of June. And when Terry and I saw him on the tour in support of the album, he introduced the song by saying one of the proudest days as a new dad was when the son half of his twins announced, "I like bacon." And that inspired the song. Here's Lyle Lovett and Pig Meat Man.
Hear that sizzle, something's bright in the kitchen. I'm not lying. Run on. I'm not stopping till it's all gone.
You say, little darling, we must do or die. Now everything I'm doing, I've been dying to try. But I've stayed on your farm. As long as I'm gonna stay, I've watched the eggs of your chickens roll away, roll away. Watch the eggs of your chickens roll away. Well, it's real well known that the road gets long, that the will gets weak when the wind gets strong. But I'll stay on my feet as long as I can stay, till the soles of my shoes wear away, wear away. Till the soles of my shoes wear away. At love and at war, it's a mighty high cost. Keep right on fighting when the cause is lost. If you can't make a change, you'll have to pay and pay. Till the seams in your pockets pull away, pull away. Till the seams in your pockets pull away. Well, my time and my attention, they're wearing kind of thin. You've been taking it all for granted, should have been taking it with a grin. You paint a pretty picture, but your mind goes astray. When the image of your lover fades away, fades away. When the image of your lover fades away. Still like the mountains do. But I've stayed on your farm as long as I'm gonna stay. I've watched the eggs of your chickens roll away, roll away. Watch the eggs of your chickens roll away.
The Flatlanders with Eggs of Your Chickens from their 2004 album Wheels of Fortune, where the eggs, I guess, are less about needing, more about persevering. Flatlanders, of course, are the Lubbock trio of Jimmie Dale Gilmore, Butch Hancock, and Joe Ely, and it's hard for me to imagine a group with better songwriting spread among them, the three of them. Oh, I'm sure there's some. Butch wrote that song. You also heard him in the lead vocal. And Lloyd Maines on Dobro, Steve Wesson on Musical Saw, instrument they used a lot on their earlier records. And before the Flatlanders, we heard Lyle Lovett and his large band, and Pigmeat Man from his 2022 album, The 12th of June, named after the day his twins were born in 2017. It was his first album in 10 years. Francine Reed is on this album as well, and it's the last one. She's retired in 2022. We're going to hear her in a future show in this series. Lyle's never been one to crank out albums year after year, and Parenthood no doubt reinforced that hiatus, but still good to see him live and to hear him on this excellent album. You listen to Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Vashon. Tonight we are playing songs about breakfast and its various foods and drinks therein. Thanks for listening.
Support for VOB comes from Come On Barber, offering mobile appointments, pop-up barbershops, and more. Come On Barber reminds the Vashon community to stay spiffy and stay classy. Find out more at www.comeonbarber.com. That's C-M-O-N, Barber, all one word, .com.
Voice of Vashon programming support is brought to you by Island Insurance Center. Trusted agents ready to help you navigate the insurance world and find the best coverage for your insurance needs. Whether it's for your home, auto, small business, farm, or nonprofit, don't wait for peace of mind. Contact us today. To schedule a free policy review and to learn more, visit islandinsurancecenter.com.
Well, once again, we really thank our supporters of all kinds, and especially our underwriters, those of you who have joined the Voice of Vashon
and you have become sustaining partners. We really appreciate that. That helps us budget, said the board member of Voice of Vashon, and we really appreciate that and need that as well. Assuming everybody's hungry, apologize for that. We've forgotten a couple of things in this show, though, which I aim to rectify right now. So far, we've kind of assumed that the food is just on our table, but in most restaurants, a wait person brings the food to you. So we have a song about a waitress and an unrequited love for a waitress in the song Screen Door, written by Adam Carroll and sung tonight by James McMurtry.
This song is called Screen Door. Looking out the screen door, through the smoke into your eyes. Looking out the screen door, through the smoke into your eyes. You're smiling through the screen door, it's worth 10,000 goodbyes. I'm cleaning up the tables at the barbecue tonight. I'm cleaning up the tables at the barbecue tonight. I'm looking out the screen door where your face comes in the light. You said you loved the tool pusher 'cause he bought you a ring. You said you loved the tool pusher 'cause he bought you a ring. I pledged my love 1,000 times, still you're hiding behind the Coke bottle machine. I make a wish when you're not watching, but I keep my fingers crossed. I make a wish when you're not watching, but I keep my fingers crossed. While you take the old man's order on the checkered tablecloth, you ask me, what have I got, darling, when I go back home? You ask me, what have I got, darling, when I go back home? I got a trash sack full of rib bones and a pocket full of songs, and they're all for you. Tool pusher, I'm turning out the lights. You're waiting for the tool pusher, I'm turning out the lights. He's got Kilgore on his collar, and you know he's got a lipstick stain tonight. I got grease from washing dishes, you got a name tag on your chest. I got grease from washing dishes, you got a name tag on your chest. And you're walking out the screen door, and the smoke is all that's left.
James McMurtry on vocals and guitar, and man, can he play that guitar. We saw him live at the Tractor, and it was showed off a little bit. He's really good. Anyway, he was on vocals and guitar. Cornbread was on bass. Darren Hess was on drums. The song was Screen Door, as I said, written by Adam Carroll and appearing on a great album, Highway Prayer, a tribute to Adam Carroll. And when this album came out in 2016, Adam was alive and well and only 42 years old. But as Hayes Carl says in the liner notes, the measure of a tribute album is, are there people who have influenced enough who will come and do it? And that's undoubtedly so with Adam, and quite a bunch of songwriters came in and joined on this album. Adam Carroll's pretty good, too. We open the show with a beverage, caffeine, and we're going to close with one that is synonymous with breakfast, the Bloody Mary. And who better than Willie to tell us about it? Here he is on Austin City Limits in 1981, doing a rather substantial guitar solo in the middle of this as well. Here's Willie on Boogie Back to Texas, Bloody Mary Morning.
It's a Bloody Mary morning, baby. Left me without warning sometime in the night. So I'm flying down to Houston with forgetting her the nature of my flight. As we taxi toward the runway with the smog and haze reminding me of how I feel. Just a country boy who's learning that the pitfalls of the city are extremely real. All the nightlife and the parties, temptation and deceit, the order of the day. Well, it's a Bloody Mary morning, cause I'm leaving, baby, somewhere in L.A. And it's a Bloody Mary morning, baby, left me without warning sometime in the night. So I'm flying down to Houston with forgetting her the nature of my flight. jet is airborne, and Flight 50 cuts a path across the morning sky. And a voice comes through the speaker reassuring us Flight 50 is the way to fly. And a hostess takes our order, coffee, tea, or something stronger to start off the day. Well, it's a Bloody Mary morning, cause I'm leaving, baby, somewhere in L.A. And it's a Bloody Mary morning, baby, left me without warning sometime in the night. So I'm flying down to Houston before getting her the nature of my flight. Yeah, I'm flying down to Houston before getting her the nature of my flight.
Willie Nelson with Bloody Mary Morning, capping off our show about breakfast here on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. We appreciate you listening in, and we will see you next week.